IMD submit this. We had a machlokas in the Mishnah and on the Aleph by people who are in a big hotel, and they put up temporary mechitzas between them to separate them. It's not bona fide rooms and walls, just temporary mechitzas. So are they considered like one? They don't even need an Eruv between themselves to carry between themselves. And if they want to make an Eruv with someone else, one of them is enough to give a pass for all of them. Or no, each one is a separate, each chabura is a separate thing, and they can't carry between the chaburas, and each chabura has to contribute their own pass. So Rav Nachman said, machlokes is only where there is a low mechitza. But if you have a mechitza of 10, then everybody holds their separate chaburas. Okay, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Then there's an Ika De'amrei in that first lashon that Rav Nachman said that the machlokas is only where it's called where there's a low mechitza. But what's it called? That even by low mechitza there's a machlokas. Machlokas in both. Both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argue by a low mechitza, and they also argue where there's a bona fide mechitza. And then there's what's it called, Rav Chiya and Rav Shimon, the Rebbe. They say a different pshat in the machlokas. That the machlokas is regular mechitza, everybody holds it, still two different chaburos. As long as the mechitzas don't reach the roof, the ceiling. But if they reach the ceiling, right, then everybody holds that what's it called. If the mechitzas reach the ceiling, that's where the machlokas is. Temporary mechitzas, but they reach all the way up to the ceiling. If they don't reach the ceiling, everybody holds that that's not a mechitza to separate them. And the other one said just the opposite. Not the opposite. The mechitzas that don't reach the ceiling, that's where the machlokas is. But if the mechitzas reach the ceiling, everybody holds it separate. So those are the four different ways of learning the machlokas of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Now the Gemara asks a telling question. Meister. Omer Yehuda Hasaber. Rabbi Yehuda Hasaber, Rashi says, Al Shem Churte Korlehofi. That was his nickname. He was such a sharp person, they called him Rabbi Yehuda Hasaber. And Tosus brings down a Rabbi Hananel, that whose Gorish, Rabbi Yehuda Hasabach, that, what's it called? He had some kind of special hat. I think that's what the Rach is saying. Gedil Svach, okay? Mitznefes the Kova. So he wore a special hat, they called him by that. Rabbi Yehuda Borsolino, or and another pshat, he says he came from the city of Savacha. It's one of the cities named in Yoshua. That's according to the gears of Yehuda Hasabach, as opposed to Yehuda Hasabor. So Nechleku Beisham Beisel Mechitz Samagias Latikra Shitzrichim Eru V'chol Chabur L'Chabur. He says like this, that both Beisham and Beisel agree that if the Mechitz has reached the ceiling, that they're considered separate chaburas for all the halachas of Eruvin. Alma nechleku, so where is the machlokas of the Mishnah, Beisham Beis Hillel? Al mechitzo she'in magios l'tikra, she Beisham I omrim Eruv l'chol chabura v'chabura, u Beis Hillel omrim Eruv echol l'kula. So now we're going to see, according to the four explanations we had before, which this brisa fits. The explanation before were Tam Moroi. Now we have a brisa that says clearly where the machlokas is. So the man, the Omer Mechitzo, Samagios, Latikra, Machlokes, Tiyuft. According to the one who says that the Machlokes is in Mechitzas that reach the ceiling, this price is clearly what's it called? Doesn't say that. It says that everybody agrees that if the Mechitzas reach the ceiling, that they're separate Chaburas. So this price contradicts that opinion. Well, the man, the Omer Mechitzo, Shemagios, Latikra, Machlokes, Tiyuft. It's a proof. Right, to the one who says that the machlokas is taka where the mechitzas don't reach the ceiling. And that's exactly what this brisa says. Lahach lishna domer of Nachman machlokas misipes tiyufta. Right, according to the lashon that says Rav Nachman holds, that even by a misipes, by a low mechitza, there also Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel will argue. And what's it called? It's a tiyufta to that, because here it says that even a bona fide mechitza doesn't reach the ceiling. Beis Hillel holds what's it called that it's okay. Not only a mesipis.
Right? When he says that the machlokes is not only by a bona fide mechitza, but even by a mesipis, right? They argue low mechitzas, high mechitzas, lema tavatil. So let's say that it's also a tiyufta. Why? Because it's mashma, even if it reaches the ceiling, right? Beis Hillel would hold it's still separate, what's it called, together. Omer lechor Rav Nachman, pligim mechitza, vodim mesipis. Now, in a chanami, they argue by a regular mechitza and by a mesipis, and in a chanami, the major machlokis is whether it reaches the ceiling or not. The high the komitva given mechitza, right? This brisa where they argue with a bona fide mechitza whether it reaches the ceiling or not, lo diacha kochem de beisilu, that even if it reaches the ceiling, it's still considered, since it's only a temporary mechitza, they're considered one group. Moses says the litva given mechitza, why don't you make the machlokas in the lowest possible mechitza, lo diacha kochem de beishamai, to tell me that beishamai is machmir, that they're considered what's it called, separate, even with a low mechitza. It says, koach de heter on it. It's better to tell me the heter than the chumra. See what Rashi explains why. Okay, Rashi. V'hach nishtendom rav nach machlokas mesipis, aval mechitzas modu beis hillel, tiyufta. Right, the lashon of Rav Nachman, that the machlokas is only by a low mechitza. But once the mechitza reaches 10 tfachim, everybody holds that they're separate. So that's, this price is a kasha. This price says you can have a mechitza that's a more than 10 tefachim, as long as it doesn't reach the ceiling, they still holds that they're together. So the head you turn mechitza shorot. Ela lishpe basra, the kom mesipis nami asri beishamai, ni lema de tehavi hati ufte. According to the second lashon, that says that both, that makes no difference of mesipis or a mechitza. Beishamai always holds that the what's it called, that they're separate, and they still holds it together. Rashi in Beya says, what's the reason, what's it called? Because anybody could be machmer, because Sophic Dereisha Lechumra. But Hakel, you have to have a chiddush, you have to have a svara to be maker. Right, the status quo is normally to be machmer because sotik deraisa lechumra. So the shach learns from this that the only time you set the shach, the tzlach learns from this. It could be over here that it's what's it called, something that's an ikr deraisa at least, but something that's purely derabbanan. We don't say koach de atera adif, you're the opposite. Because sofik de rabbanan lekula. So it's easy to be mekel. The status quo would be to be mekel. To be machmir, you have to come up with a svar. So, but the stechemet is cholik, he says, we find throughout Shas, koach de atera adif, even by the rabbanans. Because, what's it called? Again, you could be always choshesh, even if the halach isn't like that. Even if sofik de rabbanan lekula, you could always be choshesh, be machmir. But to be mekel, you have to have a svar. Okay, let's go on. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav, Halacha Krib Yehuda HaSabur. So Rav Nachman said the name of Rav, the Halacha is like Rav Yehuda HaSabur. Tosus points out, this is the same Rav Nachman we have two different Lashonos in. Right? This Rav Yehuda HaSabur, we asked Akasha on the first Lashon of Rav Nachman, obviously this Rav Nachman himself held like the second lashon. It's clear over here that this Omer of Nachman is going according to the second lashon of Nachman, that this brisa was not necessarily a question of. So Rav Nachman said, Halacha is like Yehuda HaSabur, that the machlokes, what's it called, is only by mechitzos she'en magios latikra, but mechitzos ha-magios latikra, even temporary mechitzos, everybody holds, separates them. Omer of Nachman, Yitzo, Basnisa no Mideka, Mimedaika from the Mishnah. Diktani, umodim bisman she miksos and shruim bechadorim uvaalios she tzrichim eir lechol chabur bechabura. The Mishnah says everybody agrees that if they're in separate rooms or separate floors, right, that they need a separate eir for each one. So Moshe says my chador my alios. What does that mean? Separate rooms. Ile mechadorim chador mamish permanent mechitzas that separate them. Real rooms. The alios mamish real different floors. Pshita. Well, you don't need a mission to tell me that if you have separate rooms and separate floors, that you need two different eruvim. Of course, they're in different places. Elalav ke'ein chadorim ke'enalis. Right? It's talking about temporary mechitzas that look like different rooms. Umaynihu, what kind of temporary mechitza makes it look like a different room? Mechitzas hamagiyos l'tikra. Mechitzas that reach all the way up to the ceiling. Not just room dividers. Shema minah. So you see from here that what's it called? That even temporary mechitzas, as long as they reach the ceiling, they are what's it called? To divide them according to everybody. And that's exactly what Rabbi Yehuda Sabar said. Rashi. Halachik Rabbi Yehuda, the mechitzas, like it's a tikrum mode. That everybody agrees that the mechitzas reach the ceiling, that it separates them. Chadorim mamish, lo yimuchubar neolam. It's not talking about what's it called? It's talking about chadorim, meaning that it was built with permanent mechitzas that separated. They were never connected. It's not a big room that they put up temporary dividers. Okay. Tana, v'medzvarim amurim, kishemolichin es eruvan l'makom achim. Avim hoya eruvan bo etzlan, divrei akol eruv echad l'kula. When do we say that temporary dividers could separate them? And they're considered separate chaburas. L'gabi eruvin, that's only if the Erev is in a different place than them. They're bringing the Erev to another place. And the Erev is in the other Chabura's place or whatever. But if the Erev is by them, then the halacha is that they're considered all one group. The Gabi themselves. Rashi. V'medvar mamurim da'asri beis shamay. Kishayim molichino Erev de'echon mishar bati ha'chatzar. If the Erev is put in one of the other houses of the chatzar, so then, the temporary mechitzas make them into separate groups. But if the other houses in the chatzar brought their pass to this big room, which is divided with temporary mechitzas, everybody holds them one, they're considered one group. If the Erev is by them, then they're considered one group. The high tanam in the komachlik be mokum acher leba etzlan svira le tamayu de beishamay o beishil alab mechitzas pliki elafilu le beishamay nami traklet mechabrin vein tzorach eruv beinehim v'havei luki chamishu shegavu es eruvan. Right, and therefore Rashi explains what's lachlokas. Right, says everybody agrees that temporary mechitzas don't separate them, and therefore theoretically they all should be considered all these five chaburas, considering one big house with only temporary mechitzas separating them, they should be considered one big, happy group. Okay? And they shouldn't need an Erev between them. They should be able to carry between the different rooms without an Erev. Right? What is it compared to? Chamisha shegavu eruvan. Right? Five people were gove, what's it called, an Erev. They made an Erev between them. Right? And they, what's it called? Each one had a house in the chatzar. And they got together and made an Erev. Okay. Usvira lehu bechamisha she'irvu es chatzeron uboi la'ari l'chatzer acheres. What happens now? You have five houses in a chatzer that made an Erev together. Now they want to include a different chatzer in their Erev. So what do they have to do? So im molichin shomes eruvan, if they take their Erev and bring it into the other chatzer, now to mishatet the other chatzer in their Erev, ein echad mehem shliach l'kula. Then the halacha is one of them can't be a shliach for all of them. All of them have to contribute towards the greater Erev with the other chatzah. They all have to give a pass towards the new Erev. However, if the Erev comes into the house of one of the people in the original chatzah, in other words, the other chatzah now is mishtateh, then kulam shad mishad. Right, and they're all equal. V'hanach detrach l'nami, kiven derishus achasi. Since it's really only one rishus, even according to Beishamai, lahani damu. The ila Beishamai rishus chalukos hein v'hein lo irvu ki irvu ba'etz l'mahavi. According to Beishamai, they wouldn't be considered one rishus. And they didn't make an eruv. What difference does it make if the eruv is by them or by somebody else? Elamai must be that Beishamai holds are considered like one group, like a group that made an eruv between themselves. Still, there's a difference if they bring the eruv to somewhere else. Then each one has to be mishtatev, and therefore that's what they're considered separate for. Each one has mishtatev in the Erev, and if the Erev comes to one of them, then they're all considered one, and they don't all have mishtatev. One of them can be a shliach for all of them. Kiman az lahadatanya. So who is this brisa go according to? Chamisha shigavu as eruva. Right, five people were ma'uruf together in a chatzar. Five different households. Kishemolichin as eruv lahadatanya. And now they want to include another chatzar with another five households in their eruv. Okay, so then now they can carry from chatzar to chatzar and from all the houses into both chatzeres. So, if they, what's it called, bring their Eruv, Kishimalich, this Eruv in the Mokamacher, Eruv Echad the Kula. Right? Even if they bring their Eruv to another place, they all are considered one, and only one person of that five. That five, that group of five now is considered one group, one person. So only one of those five has to bring a pass into the other Chatzar, and now they're all together. Each one doesn't have to contribute towards the pass in the other Chatzar, since they're already considered one. So who does that go according to? Beisila. Because according to Beishamai, if they bring the Eruv to another place, they don't have a din of one. They have a din still of each separate person. Even though they became one, the Gabi the Eruv, that's the Gabi their Chatzar. But that doesn't mean that now all of a sudden they become one person. There's still five people. Five people have to contribute to the new Eruv with the other Chatzar. Beisila holds not like that. Beisila holds, and they don't have to contribute. They're considered still one, since they made an Eruv between themselves, and since in the traklin, the mechitzas don't separate them. They're all considered like one person. And therefore, if they bring their Eruv, even to somewhere else, they only have to have one person bring the Eruv, and that all five. But Shammai says, no. They're considered like separate people, even though it's considered like they made an Eruv, but even if they made an Eruv, they're considered like separate people. So they all have to be mishtatif in the pas and the other chatzim. So this price, it would go according to Beisil, not Beishamai. Deki damre, bametvorim aburim, shoy Eruv bo etzlan. When do we say that what's it called, they're considered like one person, and it's enough just to put it in the house of one of them, and they don't have to be mishtatev? That's if the Eruv came to them. But if the Eruv went somewhere else, then everybody, every, what's it called, chabura, has to contribute to the Eruv. So then, kemana azla hadatanya chamisha shikudan, that's the machlokas meishama in Beisila, that even Beisila hold. That if the Eruv goes into the other Chatzar, everybody has to contribute. The Machlokas, Beisham, and Beisil is where the Eruv came to them. So that's the case. Who does this Braisa go according to? Hadetanya Chamisha Shigavos Eruvan, Kishimalichan Eruv the Mokamacher, Eruv Echad the Kulan. The Chorah, there is a Mandiomer, according to this Braisa, that holds that even if the Eruv goes somewhere else, they're all considered one. And according to the second way of learning Beisham and Beisil, nobody holds like that. That if the Eruv goes somewhere else, everybody holds that they're considered separate. So, come on, below Kichad, this Brisa doesn't go according to Beishamai or Beisilo. It's a third day according to this opinion in how to explain Beisham Beisilo. Rashi, Shigavu es Eruvan, Shidorim Bechotzer, they live in a Chotzer together, in other words, just separate houses around the Chotzer, the Eruv was Chotzer, and they made an Eruv of all the houses in that Chotzer. Right, so now the Shaila is, does that make them one person? So for all halachas now, they're one person. Or no, that makes them one person. They've got to be this Eruv. They've got to be a different Eruv, they're still considered separate. Yikad the Amri, but hopefully giving. The Veshameh Sabri, Afapishu Rishusach, see, the Domi Lechamisha She'irvu, the Eruv Bo Etzlon, Afilohachi Kulu Boy Leruven. Right, and then the Machlokas would be, that Veshameh would hold, even though the Maisa, the Mechitzas don't separate them, and they are considered like one group, if the Eruv, what's it called, they need, since there are mechitzas, they need five different Eruvim. Beisil says no, since there's only temporary mechitzas, so they're considered like one. It's exactly like the case where there had been an Eruv made, they became one. Here, even though they didn't make an Eruv, there's only temporary mechitzas, it's just as if they made an Eruv, and they're considered like one. Okay. Here, they We have another kind of case where people live in separate houses, but it could be they're still considered one. They've got to be an Eruv, that they don't need an Eruv. Brothers who ate by their father, okay, meals they had in their father's house, but they have their own separate houses for sleeping. They sleep in their own house, but they eat by their father. You see what the Gemara is going to say. It's not talking mamish with the eat by the father. So tzrichin eruv lechol echad ve'echad. That each household is considered separate, and each of them have to contribute towards the eruv. Lefichach im shochach echad mehem velo eruv. If in this chatzar one of the children forgot to contribute to the eruv, mevakel is reshusa. The only way that the other ones can carry is if he's mevakel his reshus, because he's ma'akiv. He has to contribute. If he doesn't, he stares the other ones from having the eruv, and the only thing they can do is mevakel his reshus. Ei masai bisman shemolichin eruv and lemakamachin. That's when they bring the eruv and put it in one of the other houses, not the children. In other words, there's let's say five houses in this chatzar. One is the father's, two are his children, two of his children have two houses, and the other two houses are strangers. So if they put the Eruv in one of the strangers' houses, then they, what's it called, the each child is considered a separate house, and if one of the children didn't contribute, he's what's it called, he's ma'ak of the Eruv. But, avalim hoya Eruv bo'atzlan, but if they put the Eruv in one of the children's houses, oh, she'eni moyin diurin b'chatzer. Or there's nobody else there except the father and the children, right? Then ain't tzricha la'aret. Then don't have to make an eruv. Right? So we'll see what the pshat is. But in any case, so if there are other people and the eruv is by somebody else, then the child's house is ma'akev. He doesn't contribute. But if the eruv was in the child's house and he's the one who forgot to contribute, the person who the eruv's in his house doesn't have to contribute, because the fact that the eruv's in his house is his contribution. It makes it, what's it called, the place, the person, is where his pass is. And this is his house. So the pass can make it like your house, but your house can also make it like your house. So that's always the case. The person who the Eruv is by doesn't have to contribute anything to the Eruv. So if the Eruv was in one of the children's houses who forgot to contribute, there's no problem. Or, if there's nobody else in the chatzar except the children, then they're considered one big happy family, even though they're in different houses, and they don't have to make an Eruv. Okay, we'll explain each case. Okay, Rashi. Hashutfin lo garsina. Hashutfin, we're talking about children and a father, and the children eat by the father and sleep in their own houses. The yeshenim bebateihem, the heim v'avim v'acherim dorim b'chatzarachas. It's talking in a case where you have them, the father, and other people who surround this chatzar. Srichin eruv b'chol echad yechad, im rotzin la'ariv im shar b'nei chatzar. If they want to make an eruv with all the people in the chatzar, the two strangers do, the time for the Gemara is explaining the reason. The vachlus reshus, not tzarich levachlus reshus, and the only eight of it. If one of them forgot to contribute, it's bittul reshus. Hey, masai, bisman shemolichin esei ruvan, l'sito be'echad nivati shar b'nei achatzar. When the eruv is put in one of the houses of the strangers, then the house of the child who didn't contribute is ma'akev. The hoyel v'huskikuler, since they have to have an eruv, because there are two strangers here. So without an eruv, they won't be able to carry from the houses into the chatzar. Amrina bigmara migu d'shar diur na'asrei inu nami asrei. Since those two are going to asr, if there's no eruv, then the children's houses also asr. But if there's nobody else, then the children's houses are considered part of the father. U'tzrichin kulam litein pas. Since they sleep in separate houses, right, and there are other people there who are bona fide to separate people, and therefore you surely need an Eruv, then the children's houses also considered separate, and they have to contribute to the Eruv too. Moses says, it's talking in a case where they don't actually eat in the father's house. But the father distributes food for them from his house. They come and pick up their meals, they eat it at home. But they get their meals from the father's house. That's what Kavli Pras. She'en okhlim v'beis avim mamash. They don't mamash eat it in the father's house, because if they would, the halacha would be different. The Gemara will explain this. Avalim hoya eruv kol achatzer bo l'beis avihem. Shelo huskiku le'eruv. Right? But if the eruv came to the father's house, okay, not to one of the children, to the father's house. One of the children's house won't even accept that child's house. Take to the father's house. So the father doesn't have to contribute to the Eruv, because it's in his house. the house where the Eruv is doesn't have to contribute. The Heim Kulam, the Shachba, they all are Nimshach after the father's house, because that's where they pick up their food. So therefore, if the Eruv's in the father's house, they don't have to give either, because they're Nimshach, they're like the father. So in that respect, if one of the children forgot to contribute, it doesn't make a difference. Because just like the father doesn't have to contribute because it's his house, and they get their food from the father's house, they're also considered part of the father's house and don't have to contribute to the Eruv. Oh, another case where if one of the children forgot to contribute, it wouldn't make a difference. There's nobody else there except for the father and children. Therefore, there's no reason to have an Eruv because of the strangers. Then, the fact that they get their food from the father's house is enough to make them all one happy family. But if there are other strangers there who don't get their food from this father's house, so you have to have an Eruv altogether, then they also, the Eruv applies to them too, since they're not actually eating at the father's house. Okay, all this thing Mara explained. Mara says, Shema mina makam lina gorim. You see from here that the ikur, where a person is considered his dira, is where he sleeps. Because the mice over here, they're eating in the father's house, like Gemara thinks now, and they're sleeping in their own house. And if the makam lina wouldn't be the ikur dira, but the makam achila, then lechara, they're eating in the father's house, that's their ikur dira. So lechara, they should all be one happy family. Why if they forgot to make the eruv, do they have to mevatel shus? Rav Yehuda Marav, the mekadli prashanu, no. There's no raya from here. Because they're not actually, if they'd be actually eating in the father's house, they'd be nechadami. They wouldn't need an Eruv. Right? But, or not that they wouldn't need an Eruv, but their dira would be the father's house, and therefore their dira itself wouldn't be mevatel if they forgot to be ma'ariv. They wouldn't share the Eruv. Everything considered the father's. But, they're not eating in the father's house in this case. They're sleeping in their own house, and they're eating in their own house, but they get the food from the father's house. That's what it's talking about. And therefore, the Gabi, their Iker Dira, is where they sleep, because they eat there too. But the Gabi, the fact that if there's nobody else, that they're considered one, since they get their food from the father, that's enough to make them considered one if there's nobody else. Right? Okay. Or if the Eruv was by the father and one of them forgot. But if the Eruv is not by the father and one of them forgot and there are other people, then since they're not actually eating by the father, they're considered separate. Right? Somebody doesn't have an actual house that borders the chotzer. But there's houses, and then this guy has a warehouse there. Right? And Achsadra, Mirpesas, and Beishar. These are not places where you live. Hareza Eino Osrola. That's not considered a house in the Chatzar that you have to contribute to the Eruv. And if the guy who owns the Machsan didn't give in to the Eruv, it doesn't affect anything. Beisha Kevin, Beisha Boker, Beisha Eitzim, Ubeisha Otros, Hareza Osrola. These other things, they're considered a Dira. Right, these are more storage places. The Machsan was a good example. These are more like Machsanim. That's called Beis Dira. The other things are not called a place where you live bichlal. You don't store things there. You're there very intermittently. That's not called a Beis Dira. So that doesn't have an effect on everything. But these things are considered something that you are there constantly, or you're using them constantly. That's a Beis Dira. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eino Osir, Elamakum Dira Bavad. That's the Mamash Makum Dira, where you live. Not that you store things or whatever. It has to be mamash, a place of living. Omer of Yehuda, Maisa ben Nafcha, Shehoyu lo chamesh chatzeros beUsha. Right? Ben Nafcha had five chatzeros in Usha. Bo Maisa techachamim, bro Omeru eno osher la beis dira bevad. And the Maisa came with the chachamim, which of the houses in these chatzeros have to contribute to the Eruv, and the psak was only those with his mamash living space, living quarters. Right? Beis dira sokadaita, that's the mamish people living there, that's not true. Right? Ella, ema makom dira. Right? It has to be a place where there's a dira. So now they want to discuss what exactly the makom dira is. Now we'll wait, let's see what Rashi told here. Shmami no makom lina gori, di havi yeshena vesadien, afilu molichen e ruven la makom acher, lo havu tshrichen la ruve. If they would sleep in their father's house, then even if the Eruv was in somebody else's house, they wouldn't have to contribute. Because that's all one big, they're all one big family. El Avim, only the father would have to contribute. The name of Tavit Yukta the Rav, right, later on Rav says, Domalakama Mishmais in Mokum Pita Goni. The Iker Dira of a person is where he eats. Vari Elo Ochlu Mesavir. They do eat in their father's house. They don't sleep there. Because the sleeping makes them a separate Dira. And Rav holds that where you eat is considered your Dira. The Chashvirin Lahu Chalukin. Makabli Pras, where he says, no, it's not talking where they actually eat in the father's house. Right? They what's it called? They get their food in the father's house, but they don't eat it there. They go to, in other words, the father provides them with the food, but they eat it in their own house. They ain't ochel al shulchan mamish. They don't mamish eat on his table, they eat in their own table. But they eat from him. He's the provider. So therefore, it's not exactly makom pitan, but it's not 100% not makom pitan. So the gabi certain halachas, they're considered separate, and the gabi's other halachas, they're considered together.